This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination, where you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your body, so you can live a bigger life. Your podcast app is set to skip silent sections. Disable that now. To begin, lie somewhere comfortable and quiet, like the couch or a bed or even the floor. Or if you have to sit in a chair, that's fine. Uncross your arms and legs and close your eyes. Remind yourself that in this moment, you have nowhere else to go and nothing else to do. This is a time for you to be alone with God. As Jesus says in Matthew 6:6, when you pray to your Father, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. So take in a slow, deep breath. Notice how the air feels coming in through your nose and how it feels going down into your belly. Feel your belly expand and then slowly exhale. On your next inhale, feel your belly expand as if it's a balloon. On your next inhale, hold your breath for just a moment, and then release your breath slowly. While doing so, say to yourself quietly, "Relax," and imagine all the tension draining out of your body. Use your imagination to feel tension coming out of your body as if you're letting air out of a balloon. That's what you want to try to focus on with each out-breath in this meditation. Try to have your out-breath be a bit longer than your in-breath. Take in another breath and hold it for just a moment. Then again, slowly release your breath. And notice the feeling in your entire body, a feeling of release, of letting go, an unclenching of tense muscles. Let your breath be low and slow. With each in-breath, send the air all the way down into your belly. With each out-breath, focus on relaxing your entire body. Letting air out of an air mattress, releasing clenched muscles, feeling the tension drain out of your body. You may also notice that your mind wants to think and worry and plan things. This is normal. In some sense, it's why we're doing this meditation, because that's what our mind is always doing. If your mind wanders, gently bring your attention back to my voice and just pick up where we are in this meditation. In previous episodes, we've been meditating on the very first line in what's called the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father in Heaven." In Jesus, in the teaching of Jesus, this is God telling you how to pray. God Himself is telling you how He wants you to draw near to Him, how you can experience Him in prayer, what He wants your priorities to be in prayer. The first words out of your mouth, the first thought in your mind, God says, He wants it to be my Father in heaven. Jesus wants you to constantly have an inner confidence that God, the I Am, the source of all existence, the giver of all life, the one who inhabits eternity, and the one who is always present with you in the present moment, the I Am, is your Father, the ideal Father, and that you are His secure and beloved child. Continue to focus on the rhythm of your breathing, and let me read John chapter 1, verse 9. The Apostle John writes, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was coming in the world, And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Now, this is all imagery, of course. Jesus gives light and light to everyone. But he says not everyone recognized him. Not everyone recognizes him today. So verse 12, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. Those who believe in his name is a reference to the idea of the authority of a king, the allegiance to a kingdom. To believe in Jesus' name is to see him as the ultimate authority. Also, to believe in his name is to believe who he is. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the way and the truth and the life. He is the light of the world. He is the resurrection and the life. Our believing in his name is based ultimately on his resurrection that proved his authority, proved that he is God, proved that everything he taught is true. And we know he rose from the dead because of the witness of the apostles who gave their very lives because they wouldn't stop proclaiming his resurrection. And in your inner spirit, God's spirit tells you this is true. But you have to listen. You are born of God. This is imaginative language. Meditate on this imagery that you are born of God. Let me read the verse again. To all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of a natural descent, nor a human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Born of God. That's you. That's an image. Think of yourself as coming from God. You are the offspring of God, so to speak. You are a child of heaven, your father in heaven. Born of God, a child of God, believing in his name, receiving him, the one who is the light that gives light to the world, the one through whom the world was made, but the one most people don't recognize. Meditate on this imagery as you feel this truth, as you put this truth into your body through your imagination. You are born of God. You are a child of heaven. You are born of his light. Feel that truth. Repeat that truth in your mind. And feel that truth throughout your entire body. In your feet and legs. Continuing your breathing. You are meditating on this truth. You are receiving him. You are believing in his name. And that you are born of God. You are a child of heaven. You are born of his light. Feel this in your hips and torso. As you relax tension in your body, as you release stress and anxiety and insecurity and self-protection. Continue your breathing and feel this in your shoulders, in your arms, in your hands. You are born of God. You are a child of heaven. God is your father. You are born of his light. The one through whom everything is made is your light. And you are his child. Feel this in your head and your face. Relieving tension. Letting go of clenched muscles and stress. the true light that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor a human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God. So say quietly to yourself, I recognize Jesus as the one who created the world. I recognize Jesus as the one who gives true light. I receive him. I believe in his name. I am born of God. I am a child of light. I am a child of heaven. I am a child of God. Continue your breathing and focus on affirming these truths to yourself. And feel these truths into your body. You're recalibrating your body with your soul. You're putting spiritual beliefs into your body instead of unbelief, instead of self-protection, stress, anxiety. You're affirming who you are. I am born of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of light. I am a child of heaven. Let's anchor these truths into your body by focusing again on different areas. Focus on your head and release self-protection, release tension. Release insecurity and anxiety in your scalp. In your face, your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw. Release the muscles in your jaw so that your upper teeth separate from your lower teeth. And feel that relaxation in your entire face. Your entire head. Release the tension in your tongue. The back of your head. And down your neck. And into your shoulders. Both shoulder blades. The tops of your shoulders and down your arms into your hands I recognize Jesus as the one who created the world I recognize Jesus as the one who gives true light I receive him I believe in his name I am born of God. I am a child of light. I am a child of heaven. I'm a child of God. I am a beloved child. And I am secure in my Father's love and care. Feel this in your hands, your arms, your torso. Your chest, your belly, your diaphragm. Your upper back. And lower back. Feel it in your pelvic area, your buttocks. Releasing tension. Releasing insecurity. Releasing self-protection. Feel it in your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calves. Your ankles. Your feet. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. Remember Ephesians 5:8. You are light in the Lord. Put that truth in your entire body from head to toe, your arms, your legs, your hands, your feet. You are light in the Lord. You are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Remember 1 Corinthians 6:11. You were washed. You were sanctified. That means made holy. You were justified. That means made righteous. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Feel that truth in your entire body, head to toe, arms and legs, hands and feet. You are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. My Father in heaven, I thank you that because of Jesus I am washed. I am made holy. I am made righteous. In the name, by the authority, in the identity of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of our God, the Spirit of my God, the Spirit of the God that created this universe. There is no higher power. You are the one who washed me. You are the one who sanctified me in Jesus. You are the one who justified me. You are the one who makes me light in Christ. You are the one who made me light in Christ. You are the true light. And I recognize you. I receive Jesus. I believe in his name. I thank you that he has made me a child of God, a child of light, a child of heaven, born of God. This is my security. You are my security. You are my confidence. And I rest in your truth, in your promise, in your word, because I believe in the name of Jesus, the authority of Jesus, the truth of Jesus, the light of Jesus, and I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineer is Diego Huaman. Look for a new episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning.